This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have today's stories coming right up. I saw some photos the other day in the social media from a county fair. Yes, the county fair season is underway already. It's hard to believe, isn't it? Some of you won't have a fair for quite a few weeks yet, but some folks are already participating in that great family tradition. Maybe their grandparents were involved in the family fair. Their parents, perhaps, were involved in that county fair, the community fair that takes place. Many instances supporting agriculture and with 4-H and FFA involvement. It's one of the great traditions on the farm. And another tradition is Mystic Lubricants. Many folks have learned to take care of their equipment from their parents and grandparents, and that means using Mystic products like legendary JT6 grease, specially formulated to perform in even the harshest environment. One farmer told me, "I use it, Max, because it works." Find out more about Mystic Lubricants at mysticlubes.com. With all of these trade war developments, and it seems like there's something new every day, does it matter to you if a product carries the phrase, "Made in the USA"? I started thinking about this as I replaced the toilet tank flapper in our house yesterday with one made in Wisconsin. The Lavelle Company in Burlington, Wisconsin has on their toilet tank products the American flag. It's the Corky brand of products, and right there on the package, the American flag. On the package, as well as the product, are the words "Made in the USA." So I asked on my Twitter account, Twitter at Max Armstrong, does it matter to you, those words on some product package? 48% responding thus far say they will buy a Made in USA product first. Another 34% said they would look closer at buying a Made in USA item. Only 18% of those responding have said it means nothing to them, or that they might shy away from it. From This Week in Agribusiness, farm fires can take a huge toll, and unfortunately, sometimes farm animals are lost in a blaze. That was the case yesterday on a farm in central Ohio, where 5,000 pigs died in a fire. The cause of the midday fire southwest of Columbus is under investigation. And it was just before dawn yesterday when a northern Illinois dairy farmer found his barn ablaze. But the dairy herd there survived. All 93 cows survived to be milked another day. Local dairy farmers in the region around Hebron, Illinois, are lending a hand. In fact, a farm ready for milking was sitting idle nearby, perfect for those 93 cows. Our friends Joel and Linnea Kustra just sold their dairy herd earlier this year. They welcomed in those cows rescued from the Vanderstappen farm where the barn burned. Out there on the golf course at Louisville, Colorado, those many, many divots were not made by amateurs. They came from a hailstorm that moved through. Quite often when there's a storm like that, there can be unseen damage. Not just cars dented and windshields damaged, but unseen damage up on the roof. After there's been a hailstorm, you might want to have somebody get up there and look around for you just to make sure, because sometimes roof damage shows up later and it can lead to more damage. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.